Radio Ghana caught up with some political parties to know what they have been up to. First, the flag bearer of the PPP, Dr. Kwesi Indom.
Over the past 3 weeks, we have been to the Volta region, Greater Accra, Western region, Eastern region, Ashanti region, and the Northern region. As a matter of fact, where President Mahama has been the last couple of days, Salaga North, Kumbungu, and so on and so forth, we were there last week. And I must tell you that wherever we have been, we have received very, 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 very good welcome and support from the people. You know, 2016 for us is so much different from 2012 because we have had time this time around to find out who is really supporting us, let our people go out there, find out where the ground is fertile for us, and we're discovering new grounds. Let me just give you two examples. If you take a place like Salaga North, we didn't do much of any campaigning there the last time, but this time around, we found a good candidate, working well, and things are going well for us there. On the other hand, if you come to the Volta region, you go to a place like South Dai. We had a good candidate there the last time, 2012. He has stuck with it, and he has broadened his campaign, and is doing very well. But on the other hand, in a place like Apajato South, that is where Chito is, we didn't do much there the last time, but this time around, it is going well. So there have been changes in our level of support, in our foundation, in a number of different places. And I believe that it is going well for us this time around,
but
much better.
What exactly have you been telling them to vote for the PPP?
Well, what we're doing is that, first of all, our people are active, working, especially the young people, going from village to village and spreading the message. Our key, for me, what will work for us is to do something different from what the NDC and the NPP have been doing. We cannot match them with money. We cannot match them with paraphernalia. We cannot match them with so many other different kinds of things.
So your party is not sharing a gift of freebies to the people?
Well, absolutely not. I mean, we can't do that. And when it comes to the NDC, we will not, even if we had the opportunity, we will not dip our hands into the state coffers to use our taxpayers' money to go and buy freebies to give to people.
PPP flag bearer Dr. Papa Kwesi Indom. The director of elections for the CPP, Kwabena Bonfe, said the party's message to the people is for them to entrust the country again in the hands of the CPP and experience real change.
Well, it's going well. We have been on the campaign for the past 2 days here. I've been to Asitifi North and South, Sunafo North and South. We have been Pano North and South. We have been to Beku East. Presently, we are in Kichibat. We're proceeding to go to Kitampo North and then go to Jama North and South, go to Kajibi, Pandai, you know, and then do Puru and a few other places around there before we finish this corridor of the North Drive in this particular.
But what has your presidential candidate been telling the people?
The message is very clear. We have seen what it is that those we have entrusted power into their hands from 1992 to this date in the NDC in the first 8 years from 1993 to 2000, what they could do. We saw what the NDP could do under President Kufuor between 2001 and 2008. We have again seen a comeback of the NDC under the late Atamelos and His Excellency John Dramani Mahama, what they have been able to do. The concern that generality of Ghanaians are expressing is that we are dissatisfied. We cannot continue on the same tangent that they are taking this country, especially so when in terms of policy direction, they don't depart much from each other. And so we are saying that old path that they have been on has been one of deception, broken promises, failed promises, reneging on their own pledges, and above all, engaging in deception and, if you like, not meeting what it is that Ghanaian standards or our own constitution we ought to be doing.